Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call an Apache Lab mid-base flip in Ableton Live 12, and this is very much an advanced jungle and old-school DNB edit move. The idea is not to write some huge endless bass line. The idea is to create a tight, DJ-friendly bass switch that feels like an edit tool, something you can drop into a roller, a jungle track, or a darker halftime tune and instantly wake the room up. So think about the job of this sound first. It's not just make it heavy. It's call and response. The drums speak, the bass answers, then the groove opens up and breathes. That balance is the whole game in old-school inspired DNB. The best edits feel intentional, like the bass is dancing with the break rather than fighting it. We're going to work in an edit-first way, using stock Ableton devices and a workflow that keeps the phrase shape clear. The goal is to end up with a loop that has a real switch moment in it. Not random chaos, controlled chaos. That classic Apache-style pressure where the bass feels chopped, gritty, and alive, but still solid enough to work on a club system. First thing, build the frame of the arrangement before you even get deep into sound design. Set up an 8-bar section in arrangement view, and mark it with locators right away. This is one of those boring-looking steps that makes the rest of the process way faster. In advanced DNB, if your arrangement map is vague, your edit decisions get messy fast. A good way to think about those 8 bars is like this. Bars 1 and 2 are the T's, bars 3 and 4 are the first full statement, bars 5 and 6 are where the tension starts to shift, and bars 7 and 8 are the switch or reset. That gives you a clean musical logic for the edit. I'd set the tempo somewhere in the classic range, around 172 to 174 BPM. That keeps the energy in jungle and old-school territory, without forcing it too hard. Now lay down a simple kick and snare grid first. Don't start with the bass, start with the drum phrasing. That matters a lot in this style, because the bass needs to lock into the break accents. If the drum frame is weak, the bass flip will never feel convincing no matter how slick the sound design is. Next, get your Apache-style break in place. Drop the break onto an audio track and warp it carefully. You want the character of the break to survive. Don't overclean it. For this kind of vibe, a little roughness is part of the identity. If you need warping, use beats mode and preserve the transience as naturally as you can. Then split the break into useful slices. Think kick, snare, hat tail, pickup hit, and maybe one reverse or drag slice if it helps the phrase. You can use sliced a new MIDI track if you want a more performance-based workflow, but honestly, for advanced edit control, manual slicing often gives you better micro-timing. That small timing detail is where the groove lives. And here's a bigger one. Use tiny timing offsets on purpose. Not everything should sit perfectly on the grid. A snare slice a few milliseconds late can feel heavier and more laid back. A ghost hat a little ahead can create urgency. A small pickup hit slightly late can give bounce. That push and pull is part of the jungle feel. After the break is chopped, group it and add a light drum bus if needed. Don't smash it. Just a little drive, a bit of crunch, maybe some transient enhancement. Keep the character raw. The break should feel like it was edited, not polished into a sterile loop. Now we build the sub separately from the mid-bass. This is non-negotiable if you want the flip to hit properly. Use operator or wavetable for a simple sine-based sub. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. Fast attack, short release, and no unnecessary stereo width. The sub should support the phrase, not smear it. Mirror the root notes of the mid-bass, but simplify the rhythm. In jungle and rollers, the sub often works best when it holds a clear note under a chopped mid-range line. If you start making the sub too busy, the whole thing loses definition. Keep the level sensible too. You want headroom. Let the sub sit cleanly under the kick and snare. Now for the mid-bass voice. This is where the Apache Lab character comes alive. Use wavetable or operator plus distortion to create a mid-bass that has enough harmonics to be heard on small speakers, but still stays controlled. Start with a rich waveform, something with obvious upper content. Then shape it with a filter. Low pass or band pass can both work depending on whether you want it more nasal or more open. Add a bit of saturator, maybe some overdrive, and clean up the mud with EQ8 if the low mids get cloudy. If the bass is fogging the break, pull a little around the 200 to 400 Hz range. That's one of the first places I'd check. And if you want a more old-school texture, resample the bass after processing. That's where the magic starts to feel real, because now you're not just programming notes. You're editing audio like it's part of the break. That's the whole Apache Lab mindset. Treat the mid-bass like percussion. Short, clipped, repeated, and then mutated just enough to make the listener hear the switch. Write the bass phrase as a rhythmic edit, not as a full melody. This is where a lot of producers go wrong. They try to make the bass line musical in a traditional sense, and suddenly it stops feeling like a DNB edit. In this style, fewer notes often hit harder. One long stab to anchor the bar, a couple of clipped responses, a gap for the snare or fill, then a final pickup into the next bar. That's enough. Think call and response. Let the bass answer the drum accents. If the break has a sharp snare ghost or a pickup hit, let that dictate where the bass speaks. The bass should feel like it's replying to the drums, not talking over them. A really strong advanced move here is to duplicate the MIDI clip and only change one or two notes between versions. That tiny change can create the feeling of a proper flip. For example, one version can end on the root, another can end on the fifth or flat seventh to create tension, and another can just shorten the last note by a 16th note to make it snap differently. Small changes, big effect. Now we move into resampling. Print the mid bass to audio. This is a powerful Live 12 move, because it lets you turn synth motion into editable phrases. Once the bass is on audio, you can slice it like a break. You can reorder fragments, reverse the tail of one note, shorten slices for a stutter effect, and use tiny fades to avoid clicks. This is where your flip becomes visible in the waveform, and that's a really useful thing to remember. A good edit section should look different from phrase to phrase. One area should be denser, another should have more air, and then you should get a reset. If every bar looks equally busy, the listener won't feel the switch. Before you start stacking more processing, get the clip gain right. That's another coach note worth remembering. A lot of missing energy in DNB edits is not actually bad sound design. It's uneven clip levels on sliced audio. So make sure the slice gain is balanced before you throw plugins at it. Once that audio is chopped, use the drum-bass interaction to shape the groove. Sidechain the bass group lightly from the kick with a compressor. Keep it musical. In DNB, too much pumping can flatten the break and kill the bounce. You want enough movement to make space, not so much that it sounds like the whole track is breathing out of control. On the break group, a little glue compressor or parallel drum bus can add weight. Then use EQ if the kick, snare, and bass are fighting in the same area. Low mid mud around 200 to 350 Hz is a common problem. Harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz can also get messy if the distortion is too aggressive. In this style, clarity is part of the aggression. The cleaner the space around the hit, the harder the hit feels. Now let's talk about groove. If the edit feels too stiff, use a little swing from the groove pool. Subtle shuffle can make the whole thing breathe more naturally. I generally apply groove more to ghost notes and pickup hits than to the main snare anchors. You want the core to stay solid, then automate tension. This is where the flip starts to feel like a proper arrangement moment instead of just a loop. Open the filter over four bars. Send a little more bass into reverb on the final stab. Throw a tiny delay on selected hits. Dip the gain before the return so the next phrase lands harder. Small automation moves create huge emotional impact in the style. And don't forget the power of absence. Silence is part of the drum pattern. A small gap before a bass stab can hit harder than adding another note. Before the flip returns, strip elements away instead of adding more. A one-bar dropout, a reverse cymbal, a short mute, then the bass comes back with a different ending. That's the kind of move that makes people perk up. For your variation, keep one element unchanged. That anchor is important. Maybe the snare stays fixed. Maybe the sub-rhythm stays stable. Maybe the hat pattern doesn't move. Then let the bass mutate around it. That balance makes the variation feel intentional rather than chaotic. You can also try phrase inversion, where you keep the same notes, but reverse the order of the entrances on the second pass. Or a register swap, where one or two notes pop up an octave for a bar, then drop back down. Another great move is a half-bar answer, where the variation only speaks in the second half of the bar. All of those techniques make the flip feel smarter without making it overcomplicated. Keep an ear on mono the whole time. That low end has to translate. Use utility to check the bass group in mono often. The sub should stay stable, and the mid bass can narrow a little if needed, but it should not collapse. Before you finish, leave yourself some headroom too. You do not need the master to be slammed at this stage. Give yourself room to breathe and to mix later. If you want to practice this properly, build a small four-bar loop first. Load one break, chop it into a handful of slices. Program a simple two-note mid-bass phrase, resample it after saturation and filtering, then chop the audio into four edits. Make bar four different by changing only one note or one slice order. Add a mono sub under it and listen in mono. If that four-bar loop already feels like a real DNB edit, you're on the right path. The bigger goal here is not just to make a cool sound, it's to make a phrase that could live inside a jungle intro, a roller drop, or a dark switch up and feel like it belongs there. That's what an Apache Lab mid-bass flip is really about. Groove, contrast, space, and attitude. The bass doesn't just play, it edits the energy of the track. So remember the core workflow, build the arrangement frame first. Keep the break chopped and raw, separate sub from mid-bass. Write the bass like a rhythm edit, resample and slice for real flip energy, and use automation and silence to make the return hit harder. If you get those pieces right, you'll have a loop that feels alive, DJ-friendly, and properly old-school in spirit, while still sounding sharp in Ableton Live 12. All right, let's get into the session and make that flip hit.